Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of people just got home in Survivor thanks to that one. All the emotions, the ups, the downs of that Cowboys play last week. Welcome back. This is Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. You've got Bet Sweats, hour number two of the program, and we're going to start rolling through these NFL games. And a lot of them have been on the move a little bit, and I can't say that has really been the case here in Dallas and Chicago. So you get the afternoon window. We're expecting a lot of points. Everybody's expecting a lot of points. The total has been on the move, but it kind of stopped at 50 in the hook. We thought it was going to get right to 51. It looked like it was going in that direction. Pinnacle's sitting at 51, but everywhere just, okay. Now we're stopping at 50 and a half. Dallas is a one-point road favorite in this game. The lead is about points, and you can certainly understand why. The Cowboys are coming off a 40-37 overtime thriller against the Giants. Heard the sounds there. And then you have the Bears. They can't stop anybody. They give up 52 points last week. Okay, so the Cowboys give up 37. The Bears give up 52 to the Lions. And the Bears secondary is in shambles to start the season. Their best corner, probably the best player on the whole team, Jalen Johnson, corner, out for the season. Nickel, Kyler Gordon, not practicing once again. Linebacker T.J. Edwards, not practicing on Thursday. He could be out. Cowboys, maybe their best player in the secondary, Deron Bland. He has not been practicing this week either. He missed that game when they gave up a ton of points. Sam, all signs are pointing to points, points, points. I know they're coming on the Cowboys side. The question is, Caleb and company going to do their part?
Don't know. We'll find out. As a Bears fan, a long time ago, if I was still rooting for the beloved, I'd be terrified about Caleb having to go blow for blow with Dak Prescott. That would terrify me. Because for Caleb, at least from where I sit, it's the inability to be consistent for four quarters and an inability to make the right play through a game. You know, he shows you flashes of brilliance. Then he throws off his body on second and 32 and sails a pass 10 feet over the receiver into the hands of a defender. There's no consistency there. And the big knock on Caleb has been his inability to adjust and make the proper play when the defense adjusts to you. On Wednesday, this number started to hit 51, and we saw some underbunny. We did. I mean, this hit 51 in a lot of places, and then 51 was bought under. On Monday, I'm on with Nick and Femi saying 48.5 is a good bet over. And then it got blasted up. I'm not taking credit for it, but we talked about it on Monday. You heard a part of it. And now it's 50.5, 51. It does take two to tango. It does. I mean, Dallas scores 34. Chicago's got to get 17. And I worry about a potential white flag with the Bears. I mean, we've seen these blowouts. You and I know. How many times have they lost 38-7 or 42-6 or whatever? That's not going to get you over 50, 51. The injury report is damning, as you said. And you mentioned a lot of these names already, but I'll go through it. So Johnson's out, their best corner. Edwards did not practice. Gordon did not practice. Jalen Jones, another important defensive back, given the scarcity of healthy ones. He did not participate in practice. And then, oh, by the way, Grady Jarrett on the D-line has a bad knee, and he's limited. The biggest issue for the Bears, they can't get to the quarterback. So their secondary needs to save them because these guys are running wild with receivers like CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. And there's Ferguson, the big tight end. A pass rush negates long, winding routes, but they can't get to the quarterback. And now their secondary is in shambles. How do they get stops, Joe? Aside from Dak throwing four interceptions, how do the Bears get stops in this game? That's my only question.
I don't know. Everything's pointing that. I look at CeeDee Lamb. He's had 200-yard games. Is he going to make it three? Probably. Why is the prop 79.5 right now? That will not be 79.5 on Sunday morning. I can promise you that. Going up against this secondary, you've got to be kidding me. If you want to look at historical facts, Bears-Cowboys series over the last 20 years, 8-0 to the over. It's going over by 2 touchdowns a game. I know a lot of that has nothing to do with these players, but we've seen it. To your point about Cowboys, what do they do to bad teams? They beat up on them, yeah. Right? Bears are a bad team. I'm worried about the over because I don't know that the Bears are going to score enough. That's my concern there. I would rather bet Cowboys team total or, to your point, Cowboys on the side. That's where you're going, right?
I've done it. Cowboys -1, -105 at BetMGM. Already done.
What is Aubrey? Just curious. Because I know everybody's going to jump on those numbers. It's 1.5, but it's juiced. Yeah.
Here's the problem. They might not get stopped. Exactly. That's the only problem.
I would suggest play under 8.5 points, but I don't want to because that guy can hit from like the other side of the field. So I'm not interested in doing that.
6 extra points and a field goal at the end of the half. That'll end 9, yep. And you'll be so mad.
And then he goes over, right. But the explosives that we saw, the questions about the Bears offense, no, not interested there. I would go Dallas team total, maybe the over, but I think you're right. The side is probably Dallas. I think that's a good look. Not enough people are talking about the side. Way too much total love here as far as this game goes. All right, this one's going to be challenging. At least I think it is. I don't know. Maybe it ends up being a blowout. Maybe the Colts are proving that they're for real. We're going to find out a little bit more about this team coming up on Sunday. You've got the Colts at the Titans. The Colts are a 4-point road favorite at BetMGM. That's a little juiced. Other books already at 4.5, a lot of the rec shops. So I think BetMGM and other spots are going to be there. It's going to get to 4.5. And the question is, will it now get to 5? Yeah, that's where we're at. Culture's so impressive that a divisional test on the road has them laying 4 to 4.5.
Colts are winning the division. I've made my stance very clear on this, and I think you and I disagree on that. I think you like Jacksonville a little bit more, and that's fine. We can debate yep. that at a different day. That said, my stance on Indy does not have me interested in laying the points on the road. They have not been outside their building yet. They have not been outside the dome. It's been very easy for them out of the gate. I love their O-line, which has been chronicled all over the internet, how good their offensive line has been, and you know I'm a fan of Steichen. Could they lose this game? Definitely. Have I gotten the Titans money line? No. I didn't even put Tennessee in my contest. So I think I'm just going to pass it. I hope the Colts win by 1. I have a feeling you're going to be on the Titans.
It's Titans or nothing. They've had such a difficult start for a rookie quarterback. At Denver, against the Rams last week. Here's my holdup. They're a dumb team. They have the most penalties in the league. That's killed them in both games. They have 23 in 2 games, 23 penalties. The head coach is always outmatched. And now you're going against Steichen, who's another good coach. So he goes against Peyton, McVay, and now Steichen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's concerning. What are these Colts? I want to see it outside of their dome. Let's see. I have my reservations about this team, but one thing you can't argue is look at what they've done offensively. And you've said it a bunch this week, and it's worth mentioning again. Zero punts. Zero punts this season. Here's the other thing, Sam. Zero turnovers. So you could say, well, there's no way that's going to keep going, probably, but we are talking about 16 different drives and no punts, no turnovers. Does that start to turn? If I'm playing a game, I'm playing the Titans, I don't know that I'm there yet. And I'm not in a rush because I don't think the Titans money is coming. Like, there's not a lot of people lining up to do that. Probably doesn't close five. It's going to go one direction or the other. It's going to keep going north or it's going to come back down the earth. Maybe it closes four, but we're going to 4.5. And I'm very curious where this goes over the weekend. The money that we get on this game on Sunday morning is going to be Colts, I assume. Oh, Titans stink. Colts are great. Look at what Daniel Jones is doing. And now they're going outdoors for the first time. Very curious on what this result is. I'm not banging the table on it, but I'll probably be on the Titans, but I'm going to wait it out because I want to see how high this number ends up getting. Let's stay in that awful division. How about Houston, Jacksonville? Houston has a short week after that Monday night game. They are a short dog. Okay. We've got Jacksonville, a 1.5-point favorite over at BetMGM. It is a total of 44 in this one. All right, unimpressed by the Texans. How can you be impressed at all? They're 0-2 straight up. They are also 0-2 against the spread. The Jaguars, they're covering. They're winning almost the entire game against the Bengals, and then they lose it in the final minute to the backup quarterback. So there you have it. Questions about both quarterbacks, man. Trevor Lawrence again, even with Liam Cohen, people wonder if he's the dude. Stroud, not to rookie form yet. He can't get the connection with Nico Collins going. Only 3 catches on 9 targets last week. So that's not good. The Texans are kind of in that spot where maybe you want to back them. They're one of those 0-2 teams. The problem is they're only getting 1.5. So you're basically asking them to win this divisional road game.
Houston cannot protect CJ Stroud. That is a big issue. The offensive line just cannot protect. And the pass protection has just been awful. They also can't run it. When your O-line's bad, believe it or not, you can't pass or run. It's a mess. I saw this stat from Adam Chernoff, who emails out things during the week still. On 16 of 18 drives this season, Houston has faced a second or third down and 9 to go or longer. Think about that. 18 drives. 16 of them have seen either a 2nd and 9 or longer or a 3rd and 9 or longer. That's insanity. Insanity that they can't forget 3rd and 4. They can't get to 3rd and 8 in 16 of their 18 drives. Now, is that the biggest sample size in the world? No. But Jacksonville has been blitzing a lot more with this new regime, with this new defensive coordinator. And if they just send the house, that's the blueprint against this Houston O-line.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a strong play on this game. I know I'm probably supposed to be taking Houston, but I'm not interested. It's likely to be a lower scoring game. That's what I'm expecting, but I think the number's right, and I don't think there's any sort of an edge. What do you think?
Under 44, huh? I hadn't I hadn't made a bet on the game.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
I'm looking at my five right now that I have in there. I don't have this game. Maybe I switch in Jacksonville. Turnup's kind of pushing me that way, and it makes sense because we talked coming into the season how bad their O-line was. But then you watch Jacksonville. Jake Browning, the backup quarterback, has three interceptions, and you can't beat that team. How did that happen? That's one of the weirdest results you'll see all season, given the box score and given the final score.
All right, Houston, Houston-Jacksonville doesn't sound like we're really interested in that game, but the result will be fascinating. Is Houston going to be off to an 0-3 start on the season? They were the runaway favorite heading into the season, so that would be a big surprise. Before we hit the break, I wanted to pass this along to you because I just saw RG3's Heisman Trophy rankings through 3 weeks.
Oh, God.
The market says we're in a fight. The market says we're in a fight with Beck and Mattia, right? He agrees on Beck. He's got Beck number two on his list. Number one, Marcel Reed.
Yeah.
Okay? So he's got Reed one, Beck two. Where's Mattia, Joe? I'd like to know. Is he three? No. Four? No. Your guy Morton is five. Gunnar Stockton, six. Craver, seven. Jeremiah Smith, eight. John Mattia, number nine.
Craver. Craver is, for those that don't know, Craver is Marcel Reed's top receiver.
Yep.
Ahead of Jeremiah. Craver's ahead of John Mattia, huh?
Correct. Correct.
Uh-huh. No.
Should I be happy or sad about this? Or not?
I think we just move on with our lives.
How did you know it was going to be that bad? You're like, oh, no, I don't want to hear
this. You just have a feeling.
Yeah, but it's RG3. Joe O, Sammy P, we continue to break down the NFL card. This is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.